take a, we'll get out of here for now, but we'll have more morning show for you tomorrow. Stick around for Morning Magazine right here. Well, you know, Seth, I like, well, wait a minute. What? Seth's right here, and I'm hitting ID for Seth. Weird. That's weird. It's weird.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. EPA Administrator Michael Regan will meet with people who live in East Palestine, Ohio, in a couple of hours after many packed into a town hall meeting last night demanding answers about the safety of their air and water in the wake of a toxic train derailment 2 weeks ago. Correspondent Roxana Sabiri spoke to one of them.
Resident Melissa Blake says 2 days after the derailment, doctors diagnosed her with acute bronchitis from chemical fumes.
They quarantined me. They gave me a breathing treatment. They had to put me on oxygen. They were going to wash my clothes because they didn't know what was on me.
One of the chemicals on the train, vinyl chloride, is classified as a carcinogen.
The FDA is taking a closer look at some common drugs that may contain a cancer-causing chemical. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
There have been several blood pressure meds recalled recently for having nitrosamines in them. Those contaminants also triggered recalls of the heartburn drug Zantac, metformin for diabetes, and Chantix, which helps people quit smoking. This has prompted the FDA to ask drug makers to evaluate all products that might contain the chemical and conduct follow-up testing by October.
At Michigan State University, a vigil for three students shot and killed on campus Monday. Police are holding a news conference this hour to update their investigation into the gunman who shot himself to death. They've said he had no apparent connection to the college. 2 days after the shooting, some lawmakers in the South are promoting guns on campus.
Republican-led West Virginia lawmakers have advanced a bill that would allow people with concealed gun permits to bring weapons onto state college and university campuses. Bertina Jeffers is a student at Marshall University.
Should be a statewide decision, in my opinion. In a way, it should be Marshall's decision, but at the same time, overall, we're all going to come together as a state, so the state's going to end up deciding in the end.
There's widespread opposition to the campus gun plan among students, faculty, staff, and college and university administrators. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Looking for a J-O-B? Not as many Americans are. First-time unemployment claims edged lower last week to 194,000. Bank Rate's Mark Hamrick.
Both new and continuing claims are still below their year-ago levels. Remember, the nation's jobless rate fell to 3.4% in January, and as of last check, there were more than 11 million job openings in the U.S.
Wholesale prices rose a greater than expected 7% in January. Dow's down 394. A staffing change at a daytime talker.
It's Live with Kelly and Ryan.
Ryan Seacrest says that after 6 years, he's leaving the ABC show. He says working with Kelly's been a dream, but it's time to move back to the West Coast. Live is taped in New York. Seacrest will be replaced by Ripa's husband, Mark Consuelos. This is CBS News.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left hand save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Overcast skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 27. Winds out of the north, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 10 above. Tonight, mainly clear. Sunny skies. Tomorrow, highs level off around 28. Dry and turning warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs in the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 24.
Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this February 16th, 2023, 10:05 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. here. At 10:30, we're going to welcome in Jasmine Carbajal. She is the 4-H Associate Educator with Marathon of Wood County, joining us from UW Extension. Right now, in studio with us, our friends from Visit Rome, we have Lisa Kubis with us. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, James. How are you?
Doing good. How you been?
Good.
To see you. And we have Jillian... I keep doing this with
it's
your
okay.
last name.
No, that's fine. Alekna.
Alekna. It is Alekna.
Yeah.
Seth, I had it. See, I thought it was Alekna, and I didn't trust myself with it. Jillian, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time, you guys. And you, as you both know by now, I love the Rome area. I love spending time talking about it, and it's one of my favorite shows we do every month. Thanks a lot for joining us. We do want to send a big shout out to Nakusa Port Edward State Bank sponsoring the segment. Big thank you to them. Let's go ahead and just jump right into things. I see that Saturday, February 18th, we've got something coming up that we're all very familiar with and enjoy and look forward to every year.
Yeah, so despite having wacky weather, we are still having the Camelot Fishery. It's our 14th annual one. Entry is $15, and the biggest northern walleye and or bass gets $50 each. For kids under 12, it's free to participate, and they could also win a prize for their biggest fish. There's also a 50-50 raffle going on and raffle prize drawings, and our friends at the Alex C. Dove Foundation are trying to make it a goal to serve 1,000 Bloody Marys at the event, so come on out and help them reach their goal. Yeah.
Sounds like your kind of things.
Yeah, it does.
Why don't you come out?
Just a shout out to those guys. They're great people. The Alex Dove Foundation.
Are.
Really wonderful people doing a great work over there. And I love that idea. That is funny. That is a really, that's fun.
Oh, and the event is 7 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Excellent. Okay.
So probably should have said that. Don't want to send people over at weird time.
This is also something, not only is all those things fun, but while you're waiting for a bite, you can enjoy a bite. There's going to be some food down there, too?
Yes, there
Excellent. We love fisheries around here, and these are always a lot of fun, let alone to be the 14th annual one. And I'm a little biased. I love Lake Camelot. It's one of my favorite lakes in the world, but it is also really good for fishing. Mm-hmm. I know this for a fact. It is very good for fishing. So that's going to be a fun and competitive kind of a tournament. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
Also on the same day, got some good things going on over at the Sandhill Wildlife Area.
Yeah. I thought I'd mentioned Sandhill is not necessarily in Rome, but it's just 18 miles west.
Yeah,
they have some great offerings that wanted to give a shout out to them. Mm-hmm. They have their hike through their winter wonderland. If there's enough snow, I'm not sure. You can use your snowshoes, but otherwise just a candlelit hike. If you are interested in this, you can contact Quinn to register, and the number is 715-884-6335.
Is this a limited thing? Do people need to register as soon as they can?
They do. They're limiting it to 45 participants. So I think there were a few spots left. So if you're interested, give Quinn a call. Again, that's 715-884-6335. Also, if you're a nature lover, this is definitely a nice page to follow. The Friends of Sand Hill, they do so many offerings throughout the year. We'll talk about a couple other ones.
That's a great mention.
Later.
It really is a great website. That's a great mention. Yeah. It's beautiful, the stuff that they put up there and everything.
Yep.
Coming up on Tuesday, February 21st, a great idea, I think. As a grown-up, I'm a little biased. Movies for grown-ups, that's coming up.
Yeah, so our Leicester Public Library of Rome loves to hold events for all ages, and this is part of their Movies for Grown-Ups series. From 2 to 4 p.m. on Tuesday the 21st, they will be watching Black Adam.
Oh, wow.
Yes. It's the movie featuring Dwayne Johnson, mm-hmm. and I'm not sure who else. But
Pierce Bronson was in
yes.
it. There's a couple of good actors. It was good. I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
I like the being honest with this, McMillan does something similar too, and I like this one. What you guys do that's so cool to me is you're really trying to bring people in.
Yeah.
When we were kids, you know, this was one of those things that you would see sometimes, and it was usually a movie that you could see on TV or something like that. Like, this is a very recent movie. It just got released to download and all that and everything. To have something like that featured, that's going to bring more people to the library, and we're always in favor of that, bringing more and more people to the library and getting them more familiar with the Leicester Public Library. Great people over there, great library.
Yeah, and something that new being free to the public as well is awesome.
Yeah, yes, very. It's one of our favorite words in the world, free. It's a great word.
And a great way to socialize, to come out and watch a movie, socialize with your neighbors, and... get out of the house.
It's nice to, especially this time of year. Mm-hmm. You know, we just don't have enough reasons to get out. Every reason we can get is going to be helpful.
Yeah.
That is, and again, that's 2 to 4 on Tuesday, February 21st, coming up next week. Friday, February 24th till Sunday, February 26th, another great event going on at Sand Valley.
Yeah, we talked about this one last month as well. This is their second Wim Hof weekend this winter. The weekend is full of wellness-themed activities and culinary experiences to refocus and restore your body and mind. So if you are interested in this weekend event, you can give Sand Valley a call to register. That number is 855-434-3453, or you can go to their sandvalleypursuits.com website to learn more about this event and all their events that are happening this winter.
More and more mental health is becoming a common phrase, a common thing that we talk about, and because it's mental health, it involves almost every field, almost every facet of things. And I think we're going to see more and more of these kind of things as we go forward. It's fun to have these kind of things offered locally, and that it's so close for people. On Saturday, February 25th, this is a really good one. We've been talking about this actually a little bit. The Wild Game event at Sand Hill Wildlife Area. That is going to be a fun one.
Yeah, again, just wanted to get Sand Hill Wildlife Area on people's radar. This event, again, is the 25th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. A pretty unique, I would say, culinary experience. Participants will learn techniques for keeping pheasant moist and tender, and will be able to sample the pheasant cooked in two different ways, discover side dishes and flavors that complement the wild game, along with discussion on beverage pairings. So again, if you'd like to register for this event, Quinn is the person to give a call to at 715-884-6335.
There's going to be some fun conversations going on. Looks like there's going to be a couple of people from Pheasants Forever, and Peggy Farrell will be coming an outdoors woman for a fun and informative class. That seems really interesting. And again, these kind of things being accessible to us where we don't have to travel 2 hours to get to them and everything, those of us in central Wisconsin. It's such a great thing to be able to offer. The event itself is also really original. It's such a cool idea. There's not many places you can go to get these kind of foods or that. It's just a real fun evening. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
Again, people should need register for this one?
They do. They need to pre-register by calling Quinn.
Okay. And then Saturday, February 25th, the 91st, and man, we just had these guys in last week.
I heard that.
And we were talking about this, and it still throws me. The 91st annual. God, is that beautiful.
Yeah.
91st annual Tri-Norris Winter Tournament coming up.
Right.
That's a good one.
The Winter Park at Tri-Norris is just a great place in Rome. They hold several events throughout the year, but February the 25th, it is their winter tournament. Come and watch the brave skiers jump off I guess, the jumps.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be concessions available, so lots of fun and fun to watch the skiers.
When we were talking to the guys about this, we were discussing how skiers from all over the Midwest, the best skiers in the Midwest, come to this event. And it's great to root for locals, and anytime we can root for fellow Midwesterners, that's cool. But there's also the kind of cool part of this of you might be watching a future Olympian. Like, it's not mm-hmm. unheard. It's very likely that you could be, because it's not just here in the Midwest. We happen to have some of the best, if not the best, skiers here in the Midwest. And so when you're seeing these guys doing this and stuff, you're watching people that you might be watching mm-hmm. on TV someday, you know, going for gold or something like that. And that's not far-fetched. It's very realistic that it could happen. Yeah. Pretty darn cool to be able to. And it's one of these things, too, that I like to think that there's, talking to other listeners out there, there's events that we love checking out, we love going to and everything, and then there's events we want to make sure we keep around. We want to keep attending, we want to keep, you know, helping the great people over at Tri-Norris continue this for another 91 years. And how we do that is by attending these events, by bringing awareness to them, talking about them. And, oh, by the way, it's really, really fun. It's awesome. You're not going to see much, like... Most of you guys, especially if you haven't done anything like seen like this before, we've seen it on TV. Seeing it in person is so different. It's like what I tell people about hockey. Hockey's great watching it on TV. It's very cool and all, but you really want to know what hockey is, watch a hockey game in person. I don't care if it's high school, pros, whatever. You'll really understand what hockey is when you watch it real. Mm-hmm. If you see these guys doing these jumps, for us on TV, they get up there, they jump. That's it. When you're watching them in real time, in real person, you see the prep that it takes, the breathing techniques that they use, all these different things that really adds to the moment when they make that jump, and you're holding your breath every time they do it. Mm-hmm. They're really impressive athletes. It's a fun event to be able to check out, and another way to help them keep this event going, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That goes Saturday, February 25th, the 91st Annual Tri-Norris Winter Tournament from noon to 4. A couple days later, on Tuesday, February 28th, another movie for Movies for Grown-Ups night.
Yep. So, once again, 2 to 4 at the Leicester Public Library in Rome. This time the movie is Ticket to Paradise. So, another recent release. Movies are, as always, free to the public.
Mm-hmm. It's nice that they offer that. And again, something that Lisa mentioned too, a great way to socialize, great way to run into people. Also, I noticed this from people too when it comes to libraries in general. I've been meaning to get to the library, just haven't had a chance to. Or I've been meaning to get, it's another, well, you're there, you're going to watch the movie, pick up a book, you know? Check things out at the library, especially if you haven't been there in a little while. It's a wonderful library. They do a great job with that mm-hmm. Leicester Public Library over there.
Yes.
I wanted to take a little time to talk about this. I pulled up your website to do a little homework and everything for the interview, and the first thing that pops up on there is enter to win 2 tickets to Friends of James Beard Chef Invitational. Let's talk about this a little bit, Lisa.
Yeah, that event is being held at Sand Valley, March 3rd through the 5th. It's a chef invitational. The package would include 2 nights of lodging, just a ton of great food that's being prepared by the chefs in a friendly competition. We are giving away 2 tickets with the lodging on our website. So visit RomeWI.com if you'd like to take a chance to win the free tickets. Otherwise, they do have a few spots left if you'd like to guarantee your spot at this event. You can register at SandValleyPursuits.com or give them a call, 855-434-3453.
To my fellow sports fans out there that are not familiar with the James Beard Chef Invitational is, this is like a huge playoff game. This is like it's got the intensity and the a bit of that feel of it, where these you take some of the greatest chefs in the state and they kind of face off a little bit here, and we get the pleasure of just eating. You know, we get to enjoy the food and everything. We also, if for those that may not have seen the articles in the, like the Milwaukee Tribune or the Milwaukee Journal, and that we have a lot of locals that are going to be a part of this, and not just this competition, but the national competition. We've got about five to nine different chefs from Wisconsin that are going to be a part of this invitational. It was just pretty cool. I think if you understand Wisconsin, you know we do food right around here.
Yeah,
right. But this is it's still noteworthy. And as we are homers around here, we love rooting for our own and all those things. It's pretty cool to see and have them at this event. And again, it's right down. I mean, it's just not even that far away. To be able to take it in like that is really, really cool to be able to offer to people. Yep. So if people want to win these tickets, do they have a time that they have a end date to register by and all that?
They have to register by this Sunday, midnight. We're doing the drawing Monday.
Okay. When you do the drawing, will you be contacting the winner?
Or we will. And we'll be announcing it on our Facebook page and sending out an email.
I should mention, too, that the fundraising for the James Beard Foundation and Feeding America in Eastern Wisconsin is a big part of this and everything, and a great work that they do there, helping out so many, and not just here in our neck of the woods, but throughout the whole world, really, doing great work with that and helping people with hunger issues. That's a fun event.
Yeah,
thank you so much for mentioning that. That is really cool.
Well, you should definitely register.
Yeah, I got to register for that. I want this food. How often are you going to have like these kind of chefs making you food? You know, I mean, yeah. I can make myself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or something, or I can eat this. That sounds a lot better.
Yeah.
Moving on to Friday, March 10th. Great to see back the Winter's Farmers Market at the Rome Town Hall.
Yeah. So from noon to 3:30 p.m., we have our monthly farmers market for the winter season. We have, I believe, this March one, and then in April, and then we switch back to the summer months. So nice. Summer is coming. Mm-hmm. Don't worry.
Yes. But it's a nice reminder.
Oh yes, definitely. So come on down to the market. There's a variety of things to look at and or purchase. Highly suggest the fry pies. Mm. So if you get there early, you get your first choice pick.
Mm. I don't think I've had that before. That sounds really good.
Yeah, they are. Ooh. Yes, people flock to the market sometimes just for the fry pies.
Mm. If there's vendors out there listening that would like to be a part of the farmer's market, is there room? Can they reach out to you guys or somebody to maybe be a part of this?
Yeah, so you could either reach out to us and we'll forward on your request, or reach out to RomeFarmersMarket@gmail.com or their Facebook page, which I believe is also Rome Farmers Market.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you, Jillian. I appreciate that. And especially because this is, we get some great produce, get some great food out of this, have a good time. It's also a great way to help out our ag industry, our farmers out there. It's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah.
Kind of wrapping up on events, I want to get into on March 11th, the wildlife research event at Sand Hill Wildlife Area.
Yeah, again at Sand Hill, hosting a unique event. Graduate students and technicians currently doing research at Sand Hill Wildlife Area are conducting the class. They'll have a brief discussion on what goes into conducting wildlife research and the techniques used to track animals in the field. You're able to test your skills after the class. The class is limited to 25 participants, so if you're interested, again, give them a call right away. That would be Quinn at 715-884-6335.
Another great event. That is going to be a fun one. And all these things that we've talked about, a lot of fun things, a lot of great stuff going on in the Rome area and around the surrounding area when it comes to that. Mm-hmm. You guys do such a great job of putting this all together, and not only just for us in this interview, but on your website. Again, I encourage people to bookmark visitromewi.com, visitromewi.com. There is an events section where you can find all of these things that we've been talking about. It's right there. I'm able to do my homework before you guys even get in here. And it's not only a great resource for that, but to people visiting the area. And I think, too, from what I've heard from listeners, even for some people in the Rome area, that, I didn't know this was happening right down the block or whatever and everything. Mm-hmm. So even for that, it's been really nice. There was a couple of other things I wanted to mention before we let you guys go. There is an initiatives bookmark as well on the webpage. And I like to remind people we don't get to touch on that very often. It's a grant program, workforce development. those are things to look into, especially in the area. And there is a great store. I am fortunate enough to have been spoiled by you guys. I have a jersey and a fleece that I like that I wear, and it's very comfortable. And anytime I'm wearing it, it's one of the few shirts I'm wearing where somebody will like, oh, Rome. Like, and they right away, like, ah. And I've talked to so many people that I had no idea were from Rome that they see the shirt on me and I'm like, oh, and we talk and we, you know, nostalgia and all that and everything. they're great clothes. They're very comfortable. Just as important as all that is, it's a way to help these guys keep doing the work that they're doing over there. When you buy these kind of things, you're investing. You're not just getting a new cool shirt. You're investing in the Rome area, which is investing in us, all of us, Wisconsin. We're all connected. And it's really, really a benefit to the work that you guys are doing over there. We got a couple minutes here left. Before we let you go, want to rewind and kind of go over some of the events we were talking about to begin?
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and start right off with the fishery and remind people about that, especially it is coming up this weekend and it is going to be popping. It's going to be fun.
Yes. So Saturday, February 18th, that is when the Camelot fishery is, from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Open to basically the whole family.
Yeah.
Entry is $15 for adults, and the biggest northern walleye and bass get $50 each. And then the kids under 12, it's free to participate, and they could also win a prize or money for their biggest fish.
Yeah, that's a really cool feature. I think that's a really great thing to do. I remember being a kid and doing this and being able to fish and all that. And
yeah.
I don't remember if we could win or anything like that or not, but I do remember what it felt like being around all those guys, those adults, and then there's little me, you know, fishing with all them. And it's fun for kids. They're going to love that kind of thing. There's going to be raffles as well?
Yes, there will be both a 50-50 cash raffle raffle prize drawing for a chance to win.
Yeah, there's, I got to imagine most people out there, you know what a fishery is. You know how much fun these things are. Be sure to get on over there, check out beautiful Lake Camelot, and enjoy this event, 7 a.m. to 3 o'clock this Saturday. The Sandhill Wildlife Area Winter Hike. I want to remind people about that, too. Hopefully, but we will have a little bit more. But, you know, either way, you can enjoy this event. This is one of those ones. It doesn't matter if there's snow, not snow. You're going to have a good time.
Yeah, that's from 5 to 7 p.m. at Sandhill Wildlife Area. And again, if there's snow, bring your snowshoes. If not, it's just a candlelight hike, which will be awesome, too.
Coming up on Tuesday, the 21st, Movies for Grownups, Black Adam, being featured at the Lister Public Library from 2 to 4. It's free, open to the public. Encourage you to check that out. And just to wrap up, let's talk about Sunday, Friday, February 24th to the 26th, that weekend.
Yeah, Wim Hof Weekend at Sand Valley. Again, this is their second weekend. These are weekends that are so successful, they schedule a second. Just a great way to refocus and restore your body and mind with some unique techniques.
And one more time, I want to remind people to go to visitromewi.com, visitromewi.com, not only to find out more information about all the things that we've been talking about, but to get in the running for these tickets for the James Beard Chef Invitational. Let's tell them about that again, just one more time.
Yeah, that would include two nights lodging at Sand Valley, and then lots of great food and fun. So if you'd like to register for two free tickets to that event, go to visitromewi.com under our giveaway tab.
And when do they have until to register?
Till midnight on Sunday.
Excellent. Lisa, Jillian, thank you so much for the time. Really fun hanging out with you guys again, and looking forward to you guys joining us again real soon.
Thank you, James.
Thanks for the time. Again, visitromewi.com is the website. Be sure to bookmark that and be sure to follow them on social media. Take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and have some more fun on the Morning Magazine here at WFHR.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
Hey,
Nakusa Port Edwards State Bank is your locally owned, full-service community bank in Nakusa, Port Edwards, and the town of Rome. Since 1913, they've been helping area communities, businesses, and individuals with their financial needs and are happy to sponsor these What's Happening in Rome live discussions. Hope you enjoy the updates. Everyone at Nakusa Port Edwards State Bank is proud to be part of these exciting developments in the town of Rome. Remember, when in Rome, bank at Nakusa Port Edwards State Bank. Member Equal Housing Lender, FDIC Insured.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 27. Winds out of the north, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 10 above. Tonight, mainly clear. Sunny skies. Tomorrow, highs level off around 28. Dry and turning warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs in the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 24.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine, part two for this February 16th, 2023. Your host, James, here, and I am joined by Jasmine Carbajal, 4-H Associate Educator with Marathon in Wood County, joins us from UW-Madison Extension. Good morning, Jasmine.
Good morning, James.
How you been?
I've been good. Trying to stay warm.
Yes, that's a good idea. It's a very good idea on your part.
Yeah, yeah.
Good to hear. Always good to see you and have you in studio with us. Appreciate the time and everything you do with our community and these kids and 4-H and everything. And the events, whenever you join us, I always end up hearing from listeners how much they enjoy these events, how celebrated they are. It seems like, before we get ahead to the events coming up here, it seems like they've been very well attended. Have you been seeing that too?
Yes, definitely. Especially like our foodie one, which we'll talk about the one that's coming up, but I know that I came on and promoted the New Year one, and it was so incredible. Just we had such a good turnout. We had kiddos just try new things. Mm-hmm. I had a mom tell me afterwards, like, I cannot believe my kid ate half an egg roll like that. He doesn't eat anything. So, like, the fact that he ate half an egg roll was a win for her. Yeah.
That alone, like, that's a win, like, worth the time. Like, that alone to get the kid
Absolutely.
To try something different. And whether it is trying a different food or trying a different, you know, art project or any of these kind of things, maybe learning different lingo or different languages, there's so many different things for these kids to open their minds to and that they don't always get maybe an opportunity to do. So here is an event that's right in town or right near them that they're able to participate in and learn these things.
I agree, you know, and I always say, like, we offer scholarships, like, even if we put a price on our events, like, do not let that limit you. So, you know, like you said, it's a good opportunity to try something for free and just to see if you like it.
I'm a little proud of myself, Jasmine. I went this far in the interview before mentioning tacos. I have tacos right in front of me. I want to do is talk about tacos. I'm a little proud of that. Yeah, because now we can talk about tacos.
No, let's talk about tacos.
Yeah, 4-H foodie tacos. What is this?
Yes. So I actually am really excited about this event. I'm going to be teaching the kiddos how to do flour tortillas from scratch and corn tortillas from scratch.
Nice.
So we're going to talk about. I still actually have my tortilla maker for my grandma that I grew up with, and just how that has changed, right? How they used to be like when she was young, and that kind of got passed on to me. And now how they've changed is the tortilla makers themselves. The materials are different nowadays. The shapes are different. So we're going to do a little education around that. The kids are going to get to just get their hands dirty to get their masa going. And we're going to make tacos from scratch, the tortillas from scratch. We're going to talk about protein. So my nutrition educator, Hannah, is going to be joining me, and she's going to be doing a little lesson because, you know, in the U.S., we tend to overeat protein. Our meat tends to be a little bit bigger than really the serving size. So we're going to be talking about serving sizes, right? What does that mean? We'll have an option for vegetarian tacos as well with beans. We're going to be talking about how to, like, this is a foodie class after all. So we have to make it a little, like, extra is what I would say. Yeah. And so we're going to be making mango pico de gallo to go with that. I know, right?
Whoa, nice. Right? Oh, this is a lot more fun than I realized. So you mentioned your grandma. My grandma, my Nana, she liked to make everything original. Our noodles, are the sauce she made for pasta, all these things. When she would make tacos, same thing. We'd make our own tortilla, all that stuff. And it was a big deal to her that we didn't, we made our own shells and those kind of things. And there was, it was, it meant something when you work for your food. It tastes so much better.
Yes.
That was cool. But I'm so glad you mentioned this about kids and the messiness. Kids see food or making food, and they don't realize that they get to do this. Like, yes. That's one of the... it's not always fun to kids sometimes to look at food and make food. But then if you tell them, hey, you get to help make the food, and you're doing it in such an original way, like, especially most kids don't know or haven't seen how to make their own tortilla shells or anything like that. That's a really cool thing to be able to offer, all of that.
Yeah, well, you know, and it can be intimidating. Like, you might think, like, oh, making my tortillas, it takes forever. It's a long process. It really isn't. It's super easy. It's a lot cheaper sometimes, as you know. True. So even talking about that component of, like, you save some money when you're making things at home, you make them healthier, you get to control salt intake, you get to control the things that you put. So I think it's a lot of different lessons that you take away from something as simple as making some tacos.
Yeah. Well, and having Hannah there, we're going forward, it's only going this way, where we're trying to be healthier with what we take in. We're trying to be more educated and understand more. I mean, nowadays, you don't almost, it's weird to see somebody grab something and just put it in their cart. They usually look at the back. They look at the labels. They want to know what's all in there. At a young age, to be able to kind of like learning a little bit more about that, or just one more lesson of that, is just going to stay in their brains that much more and really help going forward for these kids.
Correct. That's how we develop those healthy habits. And I always encourage, you know, family members to stay. So even though it's an option to leave them with me for about an hour, you know, and I teach them all these things, but if they want to stay, they can stay. And I encourage them to stay because then they can reinforce anything that they learn in class. They can go back home and do it, you know, with the one that we did last time. Also, like, I had families like message me right away, like the next day we did Chinese themed food and we redid it as a family, and that to me it, like, just fills my heart because then they're taking this skill that they learn, you know, with 4-H, with me, and then they're applying it to just their family and their everyday lives, and then it's a habit that they develop for the rest of their lives.
You know, we talk a lot about on our shows of people connecting and bringing away from divisiveness and more connectiveness. And we have more in common with each other than we realize and everything. But I think I think I skate past sometimes that same thing, but with inner families, with you know, mom and dad and the kids and these things. And as the kids get older, we just don't spend as much time together in that. Being able to go through, like, take it at the 4-H class, and then bring it home like you're talking about, that's one more chance to kind of just have that organic conversations. Yeah. And who knows what comes up in those. And just having a connection with your kids and just one more memory with your kids.
Absolutely. Yes.
It's a fun event, too. Like, I don't want to skate past that part either. This is a lot of fun. this is a really cool event. And that I think that we've certainly fast food chains and things like that have gotten a little bit better about having different types of food in rural communities like ours and everything. But I don't think a lot of people can come across this every day either. It's not just your average taco. This is, you know, real kind of, this is actually, we're talking true tacos and that.
You know, there's very few restaurants, Hispanic restaurants, Mexican restaurants that offer homemade tortillas anymore. Yeah. And especially in rural parts, you know, maybe like in bigger cities you find still. vanilla restaurant that has that uniqueness to it. Not around where we are. So, like, really this skill of, like, I feel like a lot of our youth that are going to come, they're going to be tasting a fresh tortilla for the first time.
Yeah.
And they're going to love it. And then they're going to go home and they're going to make it.
and that's a skill that that doesn't have a shelf life. It's not as if that skill goes away at a certain age or anything. You can carry that the rest of your life. I do.
Exactly.
And you do. That. Mm-hmm. It's just as a note, that's kind of cool for a person to have that skill set going forward.
Yes.
I also think that, one of the things the 4-H does so well, I think, is helping kids find their passions and helping them kind of, all right, here's your passion. You found it. Now what are you going to do with it? And kind of helping them figure that out a little bit and stuff. In many ways, we talk about this with agriculture.
Yeah.
But I love the idea, too, of things like this in a kid. Maybe they find a passion for cooking, or maybe they just find a passion for Latin food, or one or the other. So, their taste buds are just happier going forward.
Yeah.
There's so much discovery with this.
I agree. A lot of times we associate 4-H with a fair, and 4-H is only like whatever you do at the fair, and it isn't, right? And so having a programming all year round that exposes kids to something that, like, oh, I really enjoy this, I'm going to come back next month for it, right? We're thinking outside of just fair. We're thinking about just every day and how we're applying this skill and what we're learning. So I agree with you completely.
I've told Laura this before, and I'd say the same to you. You guys have really helped me, because for me, I was one of those people. I looked at 4-H. Oh, that's an ag thing. Yeah. That's a this thing. Yeah. And it's so much more than that. It is that. And
it
I don't want
to.
That is certainly a very important part of it and a great part of 4-H. That is not going away. That is still as strong as it's ever been. But it's grown and evolved to include so many more things to it. Where I wouldn't think there's a kid out there that couldn't attend or couldn't enjoy 4-H.
I agree. We, aside from food, we've done sewing classes. We are doing mural painting and some of the other. So, like, we really, and we always are looking for ideas, too. So if we have youth that are like, well, I really want to learn more about X, let's set something up. Let's see who is an expert in that field, and let's do and have an opportunity for other youth to also learn about that. Because what might interest you might also interest other people, and we just don't know until we offer it.
Is this an event that you need to register for?
So our 4-H Foodie Tacos, you do, just so I have enough supplies. And people can go to our Facebook page, our website. We have our registration link there. It's coming up Thursday, February 23rd, and I did extend the deadline, so you have through Sunday to sign up through the 19th if you're looking to want to come do tacos with us.
And this is, again, the details of when this event is, where it's going to be taking
place. So it's actually going to be here at the YMCA in Rapids, and it's $10 per participant. We start at 6, and we do ask for our youth members to be third grade and up, only because we do a lot of chopping, right? All of the veggies for the taco we're going to chop up and things like that. So we want to make sure that we do have a little bit of those older kiddos. Third grade and up usually is a good grade level to start them off with. This
it's also safest for everybody's sanity, just little kids. I love little kids. Not in the kitchen, not at that age in the kitchen. No,
there's certain things that I think that they do well in as well, but when it is something that has so many components, sometimes that can be a little overwhelming.
It can be overwhelming for me. I love that. We will take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and have more with Jasmine and our friends at 4-H here on Morning Magazine at WFHR.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. for the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. High temperatures reach up to 27 this afternoon under overcast skies, north winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 10 above. Tonight, mainly clear. Bright sunshine expected. Tomorrow, highs level off around 28. Dry and warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs in the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 24.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Appreciate the updates from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Welcome back to Morning Magazine for this February 16th, 2023. We're speaking with Jasmine, 4-H Associate Educator. Again, thanks for being here, Jasmine.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, sorry about that. Thank you for being here. What I'd like to do is get into the Let's Create Watercolor book.
Yes.
This is exciting.
I know. So as a lot of our community knows, Frankie over at Let's Create has been such an awesome collaborator. I really appreciate giving us some of her time and some of her space and letting us borrow her team and their talents to present things like this watercolor book, which this one is for youth starting in kindergarten. So our little ones can participate in this. It's coming up Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 6 at the Let's Create space. And basically what they're going to do is they're going to take this little booklet and they're going to do different paintings and make it almost like an accordion book.
Oh.
And this is something they can take to the fair. So it's like we're talking about, like fair and stuff like that. Yeah. So this is going to be, and it's very creative. Kids can do kind of whatever they want with some guidance and it'll be a lot of fun.
Mm. I love that it's this is something for the really young kids that they can get into and do.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things, too, where because every opportunity to build young people's confidence, I think, is worth taking the time and worth doing in the event. And if I've got a little one this age, I love the idea of bringing them to an event where, for lack of a better way to put it, they can't mess up. I mean, they can't do this wrong. They can't. It's just coloring. They've been doing this literally their whole lives.
Right, and it's their creativity, right? Like, it's whatever they want to do. So there are no limits or staying within the lines or we don't have to be perfect. Like, it's really their project and how they want to do it.
We were talking on the morning show about having more and more opportunities for kids to use their imagination and how beneficial that can be as adults. As an adult, no matter what field or what job you do, you're going to be asked to problem solve. You're going to be asked to use your creativity. The more we tone that and fine tune it as a child, the better we are accessing it as an adult.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
This is a fun event. It's really cool for these kids, but I wouldn't take that other part lightly of this either. It's a nice part for kids to be able to not only share their imagination, use their imagination, but do it with others.
I agree. Yeah. And it, you know, you get to come into a local business too and see what that's like as well. I mean, I'm so grateful. And in a sense, you know, like Frankie and their staff are volunteering their time because they don't really charge us for using their space and their talents. Like, it's just for the materials. And we have scholarships available. So even if $8 is a little bit too much, that's okay. Like, come on out. We have scholarships. So, yeah, that is great.
Yeah, and as Jasmine mentions there, do keep that in mind when it comes to the events at the 4-H and everything. There are always scholarships available. There are ways to help you get to the class. The most important thing to the gang at the 4-H is to have you guys come to these events. That's very, very important for this, not only for the 4-H, but for these kids and for our community. It makes them all stronger.
It's definitely for the youth, and we like to do a diverse type of programming because we want your youth when they're interested in something to participate. So do not let any, whether, you know, it's money, whether it's whatever it may be, like, don't let that hold that back. Contact us. We can work with you because we really want the youth to access this.
Is there anything else people should know about the event? How to register, when they should register?
Sure. So we want them to register. I think we extended the deadline as well through Sunday. So if they can just kind of hop on, because this is coming up on the 21st. So it's already on Tuesday at 6 again at Let's Create. And so if they can register by Sunday, that will give us enough time to know how many kits we need to have for them. And they can just go on our Facebook page, website to look at the link.
A shout out to the gang at Let's Create too. Yes. That's very cool of them to be a part of this. And Jasmine, you know, we'll go over these events one more time before we let you go today. But I would like to take a moment to kind of talk about that. The ideas, our organizations working with the 4-H and working with Extension, really. We've got a long history of this. And I have heard from listeners, businesses out before, just about like different things that you guys offer and if they can be a part of them. Something like this, if I'm not prying, how this was created, how this came about. If we talk about that a little bit, I think businesses, people out there may be their creativity, their imaginations are going to get going, and maybe they'll be a part of something with 4-H.
Absolutely. So how this came about was that actually Frankie, it's a big supporter of 4-H. She was in 4-H herself. And now as a business woman here in our community, you know, we kind of reached out to each other, just like, hey, we want to collaborate, we want to do things together. And she's like, this is the type of business that I have, this is the type of stuff I could offer, are you open to it? And I was like, yeah, let's get some dates. So it's really easier than what people think. So if there's a business out there, a person that has a talent or something that they want youth to learn about, whether it's related to their business or a skill that they have, on a personal level, all they really have to do is reach out to me. That's it. And we can talk about kind of what they're looking to do and set some dates and offer it.
See if it's a good fit. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people out there too that are looking for ways to help out the 4-H. You mentioned that she was a former 4-H member. We hear about that a lot. Former 4-H members wanting to do things with 4-H and kind of put back in, give back to what they receive so much of. When it comes to that, we encourage people to do that, to give back, to be able to reach out and be a part of things at 4-H, especially for those that it gave to so much. I've talked with Laura about this. There's so many things that 4-H has done for so many communities. It's nice to be able to give back.
It is. And, we talk about that 4-H background, but I didn't grow up in 4-H. I don't have a 4-H background. So, you don't have to necessarily have a background to say, hey, I kind of want to just show this to the youth, like the skill that I have. So it is important and it is awesome. But also, if you don't have, don't be afraid. Like, we will get, and we service youth from, kindergarten all the way through a year after high school. So even if you're thinking your business might not fit a certain age group, we really service all youth. So even the older youth, we're always looking for things to engage them into different things. So it just let us know.
There's also other ways you can participate and be a part of things at 4-H, and that's through volunteering.
Yes.
And really investing your time.
Absolutely. Whether it's volunteering at a specific event that we have coming up, whether it's, the summer camp is going to be, we're going to start announcing that soon. We're always looking for adult chaperones for camp if you like to just be outdoors and around youth. So we always have a lot of different opportunities for volunteers at our local club level as well.
Are there some things coming up, Jasmine, that you guys are working on? You don't have to give us too heavy details or anything like that, but you got some stuff in the works coming up for the next spring and then?
We have a couple. We're starting the whole summer camp recruitment, I think, soon. We have Creative Arts Day coming up in April as well.
That's right.
That'll be a big event. We're trying to grow it back up, and so that's another opportunity, to help. We're always looking for volunteers because that's a big event, so the more hands, the better. Yeah. So we have things cooking.
So even if you don't have time right now, maybe, I know that I've always got more time in the summer or something like that. Reaching out now and letting them know, giving them your information, and that it could be a great way to have that. Okay, that's bookmarked. I already got that booked. We're good. And then you can have that to look forward to.
Absolutely. Especially depending on how involved someone wants to get, right? Summer camp, because you would be an official chaperone. There are some training, some background checks with that. So knowing ahead of time that that's something you want to get involved with, get in touch with us now.
Mm-hmm. Let's go over these events one more time, Jasmine. And I want to start, of course, with tacos.
Who doesn't want to start with tacos? Yeah. I'm with you. So our 4-H Woody Tacos is coming up Thursday, February 23rd, starting at 6 here at the Southwood County YMCA. It's $10 per participant for all youth, third grade and up. And we are asking people to register by the 19th or this Sunday. And they can find the registration link either on our Wood County 4-H Wisconsin Facebook page or our website.
And this is for youth, third grade and up?
Third grade and up.
And I want to mention that Hannah is going to be there as well. While this is a great chance to learn about how to make original tacos and all that and have some fun with it, it's also a great chance to learn about protein and what's going in your body and how that benefits you and how it cannot benefit you sometimes.
Yes.
A great chance to have a tag team with you and Hannah there of being able to cover such a vast topic, but in a fun way, because as you mentioned, everybody loves tacos.
Everybody loves tacos. You know, sometimes we think about, like, we gotta, how we learn. Oh, it's just like PowerPoint or, mm-hmm. you know, you write this and we give you the information. We do it through games. We do it through a lot of fun things. That's how we like to teach. So that way the youth are involved. So it really is fun from beginning to end.
That's a great thing to bring up, Jasmine, of working. There's so much of education that's, this is how I teach. You learn how I teach. Mm-hmm. I love what you guys do, and where it's okay, how do you learn best, or how, well, let me figure out how that is and I'll work towards you with that, with you, let me work with you and kind of bridge that gap so that kids do learn these things, that the education's getting home there to the brain.
Yes, and it's very learner centered, so we like to build on the knowledge that the youth already have. So we might even start by like hearing what they already know about certain topics and just building on that.
And I meant to mention this before, but I got all focused on tacos, and of course I didn't do my job. 6 to 7, not a big time commitment.
No, it's just 1 hour. We never really go over. Sometimes we do when we're having a lot of fun, but that's okay, because then families, when they come to pick up their youth, get to try everything that we made.
Yes.
But yeah, it's really quick, actually. It goes by really fast.
And you mentioned right there, these kids are going to be able to try the food. They're actually going to be able to eat this food that they're making, which is so cool.
Yes.
And I just can't imagine the pride on their faces, the way that they feel about that and everything. That's pretty darn cool.
If you follow our Facebook page, usually I post pictures after the event. You get to see just how excited they have with their final product.
And do yourself a favor, if you haven't done it already, do type into your search bar, is it 4-H of Southwood County?
Wood County 4-H.
Wood County 4-H, mm-hmm. yes. It's a great page. It's a great thing to follow, and you get to see that kind of stuff there. If people want to register, should we send them to the Facebook page?
Yeah, well, let's send them to the Facebook page or our website, or Wood County website as well.
And go to either of those and participate, to participate. And what date should they do this by? You have until?
By Sunday, I would say by Sunday.
Right. And I think it's really nice that you extended those.
Yes.
That was a nice idea to do.
Yes, I think that sometimes we have so much going on in our lives that we might forget that this is what I wanted to sign my kiddo up for. So let me give you some extra days. And they come straight to me. So if you have any questions or anything, like, just know that registration link comes straight to me.
I was running a little late this morning. I almost left the house without shoes.
Oh no!
I mean, I literally almost walked out the door with no shoes on. Like, you're so right about that. We forget things all the time,
and
even under the best circumstances. Let's Create Watercolor Book is coming up as well.
Yep. So that is on Tuesday, February 21st. Also, just from 6 to 7, so just an hour event, very quick. At Let's Create here in Rapids. That's $8 per participant, and that is open to youth in kindergarten and up. So the little kiddos can participate on this. They have until the Sunday as well to register.
Again, not a big time commitment, just an hour. And not only do you get out of the house a little bit and get to have some fun with the kids, but they get to, you know, as we were talking about before, really take that imagination and run with it and really have some fun with this.
You know, and we are talking about, like, okay, it's an hour, it's not a big, but in that hour they learn so much that, like, you'll see it. You'll see how much they loved it, and they'll want to keep coming back for more.
For kids, an hour is actually 20 hours. Like, but if they're having fun, it's 5 minutes.
Yes, that's true. So
it just goes by. And they're going to enjoy this. It's going to be a really, really fun event. We've talked about a couple of great things and kind of teased some other stuff coming up. To the parents out there, they're like, well, I got to get my kid in this 4-H. I got to get them participating in this. I'm way behind on this. If they want to have their children participate in 4-H, what's the first step?
I would say the first step is just to reach out to us, because we have a lot of different clubs. And so based on where the family lives, or like the meeting date or the time, we want to make sure that we find a club that works for them, that's close to them, that they can, you know, that it's not going to be adding stress to their life. So I would say reach out to us first, and then we can get you connected to some of our leaders and some of the different clubs, and then it's just attending the club meeting.
And how can they get in hold of you, Jasmine?
So my personal email is Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N-E, period, Carbajal, C-A-R-B-A-J-A-L, at wisc.edu. Or if you just go to our Wood County Extension page, which is wood.extension.wisc.edu, we have our directory there, and they can reach out to Laura or myself or Wendy.
Always love talking with you guys. Thanks so much for the time, Jasmine. Appreciate it. We'll talk again real soon.
Yes, thank you.
And we'll have more Morning Magazine for you tomorrow. We'll wrap up the show. Later on our network here at WFHR at 7:05, we have the Wisconsin Hockey. We have at 7:10 Assumption Girls. No, that's on WIRI. At WIRI, we have Assumption Basketball. Girls hosting Marathon. Randy and Don will be running that one. Join our sister station, WIRI, West Country 105.5, for that at 7:10. And tomorrow, we'll have Katrina Hittner hosting with the morning show with us. And then we'll wrap up Morning Magazine in part one with State Senator Patrick Teston joining us. And in part two, we'll talk with Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, some of the performers from